Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
VFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Mount Pleasant,
Falklands.
When primary school teachers normally return from the summer holidays, they ask the pupils to do some creative writing about their break away from school. This service children's teacher is Zoe Jagelman, and she'll be spending her summer holidays at the Paralympic Games and watching the rowing as part of London 2012.
There's four finals, but two pretty good ones, the men's four and the lightweight men's double, so potentially some British medals, which would be great.
Now, this is going to tie in quite nicely because you are very familiar with the location in Windsor, the World Rowing Championships in 2006, and last summer the Olympic test event for the Junior World Championships. Where exactly is this?
Dorney Lake, which is just outside Eton near Windsor. I rowed a lot at school and have stayed interested ever since, so it's very exciting to go along with a friend from rowing to watch our team in action. There are two people in the GB team that I know from school. One, Francis Horton, who I was lucky enough to row with occasionally at school, and Tom Ransley, who's in the eight my younger brother rowed with, so I've got my fingers firmly crossed for those two.
And do you think they've got a good chance?
I think they have. We've got a very strong rowing squad, so hopefully we will carry on our success of recent years and get a lot of medals.
Well, your experience with rowing must have been a help getting you a volunteer position with London 2012. It must have been difficult to coordinate while in the Falklands.
Yes, I'm volunteering at the Paralympics at the rowing competition as a water safety marshal. I was hoping to volunteer at the Olympics with the rowing, but due to being down here, I wasn't able to do that. But I have got a ticket for the last day of the finals. So towards the end of August, when the Paralympics starts, I'll be supervising shifts down there, which is really exciting.
We'd be waving from the shore.
Not at all. Everyone that works at these sorts of events has got their job to do, and that's as much in the background as it possibly can be. You'd only interrupt anything for a safety reason.
It must have been pretty exciting for the kids, and I imagine there's lots of lovely displays they've done about London 2012. How have they felt about a teacher of theirs going to the Olympics?
Yeah, we've been doing the Olympics at school, and obviously if you're involved yourself, it's a lot easier to talk about it and get enthusiastic about it. So I think the children in my class are looking forward to watching the Olympics. They've all got their own favourite sports that they're looking forward to seeing on the television, and I'm sure we'll all have lots to talk about when we go back to school in September.
This is Paul Wisdom at Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.